And now an article by John Murphy. The Bernard Aubertin organ for St. Bryanus will be completed before the year's harvests are in, and it is hoped to be installed in the church shortly thereafter. The speed of completion is due to a generous series of donations by a benefactor who wishes to remain anonymous. This will not discharge us from our financial obligations on this project, but it will allow us a longer time frame to complete fundraising fully to pay for the organ whilst being able to enjoy its music. COVID-19 has been an unmitigated disaster for artists, but the livelihoods of musicians and their families are also on the line. Most often, they have not been able to access government support schemes because of the seasonal nature of their work as self-employed artists. Like athletes or sportsmen and women, musical performers need the regularity of performance to keep their standard of musicianship at its peak. Just as it looked as if something might be rescued from the vital summer season, the resurgent virus has set things back. There are to be a series of concerts at Purton Church, making it a new concert venue. Led by Ryan Wigglesworth and Sophie Bevan, there will be, it is fervently hoped, a series of concerts live on every Saturday of September. The programme will include Purcell and Britten and Lieder and piano works by great classical composers, in come with the Davy Consort, which will also perform there. Concerts will be at midday and the programme repeated at 1500 hours each Saturday. Seats must be reserved because of social distancing requirements and face masks must be worn. St. Bryanus will reopen for public mass from the 22nd of August. These will be bi-weekly to begin with, on Saturdays at 6 p.m. and Tuesdays at 9:30 a.m. It is not clear when churches will be able to fully reopen and Sunday mass can be restored with a full sung repertoire. The sacraments of confession and Holy Communion can be arranged by direct application to Father John Osman.